Well, today we look at Oklahoma State University's wheat breeding program. We're joined by Dr. Brett Carver. He's the wheat breeding specialist. Our next variety as we showcase is Ruby Lee, which is a newer variety, and maybe talk a little bit about the benefits and I guess what your goals were with developing Ruby Lee.
First and foremost, we wanted to take endurance and improve upon some of its characteristics. We wanted to keep that yieldability. Again, it's kind of like Duster. May not top a trial or top a lot of trials in terms of premier yield performance, but it's in that top four, top five region, and that's a staple characteristic of endurance. Ruby Lee is 50% endurance, and I don't know how many of our farmers really know that, because it's a red chaff wheat, and endurance is not, should not be, and so, you know, just right off the bat, it doesn't look like endurance, although there are some characteristics. I think there are that you can see some resemblance. Number one, endurance was a taller variety. Ruby Lee is a taller variety. Endurance can lodge under certain conditions. Ruby Lee can lodge as well under certain conditions. But Ruby Lee is definitely an endurance with a little bit better yield potential. Definitely better quality. Not that endurance was extremely poor. It's just that some of the characteristics that we rely upon in bread making are much stronger in Ruby Lee. In fact, we kind of consider Ruby Lee our gold standard now for bread baking. And we use that to compare back to. Again, that's probably not a widely known characteristic of Ruby Lee, but it's one that we rely on in this program. The other parent, besides endurance and Ruby Lee, was an experimental line from the USDA ARS, a laboratory located in Manhattan, Kansas. Provided really a good combination to put with endurance to give it some wide adaptation. And some of the things we're looking at Ruby Lee in terms of what's better than endurance. Well, first of all, endurance does have good barley yield dwarf resistance. Ruby Lee does carry that on. Endurance was a little bit weaker in terms of other diseases like spindle streak mosaic, and Ruby Lee provides better protection against that. The one caveat to Ruby Lee, and it's a little bit like endurance, is the stripe rust reaction. Stripe rust, as I mentioned before, is something that can be a significant factor in production. It hasn't been this year, of course. It takes wetter conditions for that. But Ruby Lee can be overwhelmed with an epidemic of stripe rust, and just a lighter infection, there's not going to be a problem with Ruby Lee. But a heavy infection, yes, it's not going to provide the same level of protection as, say, a Gallagher would. And much like endurance, Ruby Lee has good grazing ability. So it has that ability to rebound or recover from grazing in the spring, much like endurance does. In fact, endurance is our standard, along with Duster, for that characteristic. So you see there are some similarities with endurance, but again, higher yield potential.
Okay. On this particular variety, you did hit on the Beta King qualities, and then we don't talk about that very much. And it sounds like Ruby Lee sets itself apart maybe from others in terms of really focusing on the end product and the end goal of the variety.
That's right, and we do that with every variety, but some varieties we do better than others. And this one, we were able to put some of those components to bread baking together and make it a really strong variety. We really hesitate to release a variety that has serious deficiencies in any characteristic that is important to bread baking. And the one that a lot of farmers will think about first is protein. Of course, we're shooting for a certain protein range, and we're going to hit that range. But once you get beyond, you know, how much protein is present, now you start looking at what kinds of protein, what kind of gluten is present, the kind of gluten that is better suited for bread baking as opposed to suited for cookie making. Very different. A functionality of gluten. And so, again, Ruby Lee just has a lot of those characteristics that exceed most varieties. And I think Ruby Lee will probably take on some of the acres that has been occupied by Billings in the past. Billings was our gold standard for quality, so Ruby Lee will not have any slippage when it comes to replacing Billings for quality. But Ruby Lee and Billings, I think of those varieties as being more alike than, say, Ruby Lee in endurance. But Ruby Lee will definitely improve upon things that the Billings has weaknesses in, such as ability to rebound from grazing. Straight out, just cold tolerance, you know, winter hardiness, better ability there, and also better barley yellow dwarf tolerance than Billings. So I think we're going to see a little bit more of a transition from Billings to Ruby Lee, and I'm not sure where else Ruby Lee would take over acreage, but that's one place to start.
Well, today we're joined by Jeff Edwards, Oklahoma State University State Wheat Extension Specialist, looking back at the 2014 wheat variety trials across the state. So we talk about Ruby Lee, and how does this variety fit into a farmer's production system?
Ruby Lee is one of my favorite varieties. I was really pleasantly surprised this year at how well it handled the drought. I've always thought of it as a racehorse variety. It's a variety that if you're willing to apply a fungicide and give it the fertility that it needs, that just really has a lot of fuel in the tank and can produce very well in intensively managed or higher yielding situations. It's a variety that does require a fungicide most years, and we knew that going into the things. If you're willing to spray a fungicide, it requires adequate fertility, but if you do that, again, just very good top-end yield potential, good test weight, good seed size, and is a pretty good grazing variety. We typically don't think of it as a grazing wheat because we talk about it in those high-yield and intensively managed systems, but it's a very good fall forage producer, a little earlier to first hollow stem than something like Duster, but as long as you get the cattle off of there in time, it'll go ahead and bounce back and perform well in grazed systems, and I think that's some of that endurance parentage coming through.
How did Ruby Lee, how did it perform this year?
It had a good year. Some trials it was in the top group, a lot of trials it was more towards the middle. A lot of that had to do with the freeze events that we had, especially the one on April 15th. It's a little bit on the early side. Put it in the same category in terms of earliness. It's going to be in there with something like Everest or Gallagher. And in years where you have a spring freeze, it can get hit a little harder than some of the other varieties just because it's early.